This episode is presented by Invest Puerto Rico. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Hello and welcome back to Equity, the TechCrunch podcast, where we unpack the numbers and the nuance behind the headlines. This is Alex, and today is March 20th, 2024. Yeah, friends, we are nearly done with Q1. Welcome to our Wednesday show, where we dig into the critical startup and venture capital stories from the week thus far. And today we have an absolutely packed episode. I went way over my word count in the notes doc, but hey, when things are cool, we got to talk about it. So on the show today, we have Astera Labs IPO, Tiger Eye coming out of stealth, Pocket FM's really neat mega round, how Inflection AI got eaten by Microsoft, and then we'll close with some venture capital news that sounds bad, but actually isn't as bad as it looks. Let's go. Finally, some IPO news that we can sink our teeth into. Astera Labs priced its IPO last night at $36 per share, above its raised IPO price range. And the news also comes after the company announced it would sell 19.8 million shares in its debut, while the previous plan was 17.8 million. So more shares, higher price. That means a greater fundraise and also a larger starting valuation. And while Reddit's IPO could do well from investors looking to buy into a well-known social media company that also has an interesting burgeoning AI data business, AI Labs wants to be called an AI hardware story. And no, it's not taking on NVIDIA, the American chip giant that created the world's most in-demand AI chip, not once, but twice. So let's talk about what it's actually doing. And to do that, let's back in by discussing its financials. Back in 2022, Astera posted just under $80 million in revenues and a net loss of about $58 million. Then last year, the company's revenue soared to just under $116 million and its net loss fell to about $26 million. That said, when you zoom into the company's Q3 and Q4 results from last year, its growth rate accelerated and it became profitable by the end of the year. That said, when you zoom into the company's Q3 and Q4 results from last year, its growth rate accelerated and the company was profitable by the end of the year. So this raises a very interesting question. Is the Astera Labs AI story that it tried to tell in its SEC filings driving investor interest, or is the company's sheer growth and recent profitability the main reason why it managed to raise its IPO size and price? Clearly, investors want what the company is selling. I think the question is kind of two sides of the same coin, because Astera sells gear to help data centers that are huge and complex handle data flows quickly and without signal loss. So the recent AI-fueled boom to expand data center capacities is really helping them. In short, it's a little hard to disentangle Astera from AI, even though it's not an AI company per se. Regardless, a minute ahead of Reddit's own IPO, we have what could be a brewing hit for tech companies, which I'm sure is more than welcome for late-stage startups and investors alike. By the time you hear this, the company will be trading, so go ahead and look it up and see how it's doing. I'll be doing the same. And looking ahead, Reddit is expected to price after the close of markets today and start trading publicly tomorrow. Moving right along, Tiger Eye CEO Tracy Young and her husband and CTO Ralph Guti helped build their previous startup PlanGrid, I'm sure you've heard of it, into a $100 million ARR business before selling it to Autodesk for $875 million back in 2018. That's a pre-pandemic exit, so the fact that it's not $1 billion doesn't really matter. It was a great exit at the time. And yet, despite that success, the couple always felt that they had left business on the table because of an inability to accurately forecast business changes. So after leaving PlanGrid in 2020, the couple was thinking about what to do next, and they kept coming back to this business forecasting problem. So they did what all founders love to do and decided to launch a company and build the product they wished they had back in their PlanGrid days. The result of that is Tiger Eye. It's a company that is coming out of stealth today. TigerEye, according to Young, is a, quote, business simulation engine that helps companies predict their future. And it has YC roots because the couple was advising other startups at Y Combinator in 2021 when they decided it was time to build TigerEye. And if investors love one thing, TechCrunch's Ron Miller writes, it's an experienced founding team. So the couple was able to raise $35 million from Initialized Capital, Next 47, and you guessed it, Y Combinator. What's next in tech? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's an innovations paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/TechCrunch. Next up, India-based audio platform Pocket FM has secured $103 million in Series D funding led by Lightspeed Ventures with participation from StepStone Group. The company has now raised $196 million total across multiple rounds, and this latest infusion values it at $750 million, according to TechCrunch reporting. Now, we previously told you last year that the company was in talks with Lightspeed to lead this round, so it's nice to see it finally get done. The company, which counts Tencent and Times Internet as backers as well, aims to expand into Europe and Latin America after positive results of bringing its service to the US market. Now, what is that service? Well, TechCrunch writes that Pocket FM offers audio series with several short episodes and aims to become a kind of Netflix for audio around the world. Now, some episodes and series are free, but users must unlock others by purchasing coins. But here's the thing. Instead of adopting a subscription-based approach to let users access all of its content for a single price, Pocket FM has found that the pay-as-you-go model is more suitable for the company. So I bet how we are seeing some enterprise SaaS companies move from subscriptions to on-demand or pay for what you need, Pocket FM is doing that for the consumer. And the company is, of course, looking to expand. Last month, Pocket FM said that it plans to invest $40 million into its Wattpad-like writing platform Pocket Novel. And then last week, the company's co-founder, Rohan Nayak, posted on LinkedIn that more than 90,000 writers had signed up for that service since February 20th. This is super cool. I love the focus. I love the business model. I love the expanding geographic footprint. And I gotta say, it's nice to see nine-figure rounds not automatically convert to unicorn price tags, because that led to a lot of mispriced startups and founder and investor heartburn during the last venture boom. Fourth in the rundown today, I want to go back in time to June of 2023. At that point, Inflection AI announced that it raised $1.3 billion to build what it called, quote, more personal AI. And at the time, its lead backer was Microsoft. And then this week, less than a year later, Microsoft announced that it is essentially eating Inflection alive. That's how Devin Coldaway put it for TechCrunch. I'm sure Microsoft PR has a different framing. What matters is the co-founders of the company are going to Microsoft, where they will head up a newly formed Microsoft AI division, along with, quote, several members of their team, according to Microsoft. And that means, quote, most of the staff, as Bloomberg reports. Now, Reid Hoffman will stay behind with new CEO Sean White to try to salvage what's left of Inflection, which, again, I got to remind you, raised $1.3 billion 9 months ago and just under a quarter billion in mid-2022. Everyone is trying to sort out what is ahead for Inflection, but the information does report that the company's deal with Microsoft to make its models available on Azure will see Inflection's investors, quote, fully recoup their investment and more. And friends, that's how you stay rich, I guess. Heads you win, tails Microsoft makes you whole, I guess. The antitrust angle here, of course, is very important. Why isn't Microsoft just buying Inflection AI? Well, because everyone in the world would protest, given that it already owns a huge chunk of OpenAI, for example. So if it wants the people, it just hires them and leaves the company behind and then makes the investors whole in the process so no one complains. Sure, that's one way to get around antitrust. We'll see what regulators have to say about the plan. And then finally, from startup land, the number of startups in India's electric two-wheeler market has surged to more than 150. That's a gain of nearly 3x since 2021, when there were 54 in the country. What's driving the change? Well, government incentives to promote clean vehicles and cut oil imports, essentially make India more energy independent and also to reduce pollution. Now, this influx of new companies has intensified competition, but the segment they're going after is expected to grow 15 to 20 times to annual sales of 15 to 20 million units over the next decade. So a lot of companies are chasing a growing market, yes, but I don't think this is going to end that well. It feels a little bit similar to what China did with EV companies and chip companies: create incentives, drive a boom in entrepreneurship, but then you end up with an oversupply of companies all chasing the same customer, and then you have a lot of crashes, collisions, fire sales, and consolidation. You can distort a market very easily using the power of government. And while it's great to see so many founders working on electric two-wheelers, 150 companies is probably a few too many. All right, enough startup news. Let's talk about the world of venture capital. And I have one news item for you here. This is from Becca Skutek, and it sounds bad, but actually isn't as bad as I first thought. So what's going on? The Los Angeles County Employees Retirement Association, or LASRA, voted to decrease its allocation range to venture capital at a recent meeting. However, there's nuance to this, so roll with me. The Board of Investments voted to decrease its allocation range to venture capital and growth equity from between 15% and 30% of its private equity portfolio to between 5% and 25%. For reference, LASRA's venture portfolio is currently 10.8% of its total private equity portfolio. Now, this feels a little bit weird because the subset of private equity that we're discussing, that includes venture capital, has done well for LASRA. It currently has a TVPI, which is a figure that represents both realized and unrealized profits from a fund investment, of just over 2x at the end of 2023, which was the best from all of its private equity portfolio's sub-strategies. Now, the concern here is that this move could indicate that venture allocations from major LPs like pension funds are going to slow down. Is that the case? Well, probably not. Investment officer Didier Acevedo cited market conditions as the main reason behind the change. He also added that the pension fund wants to be able to be more flexible and dynamic with its investing. Do we think he's being kind or being more strategic? Well, it's not really that big of a deal because the pension fund was already underallocated to venture in its existing range. So this move was likely more to free up capital for other strategies as opposed to a play to reduce the size of its actual venture portfolio. Analysts also told TechCrunch that this situation is likely more of a one-off than any early sign of an impending trend. So yes, it sounds bad that LASRA is decreasing its venture allocation, but it already wasn't at the peak of that and probably wants more capital elsewhere. So not that bad. Founders, don't worry. Your backers aren't about to go broke. And that is our show for this lovely Wednesday morning. Equity, of course, is back on Friday morning with our roundtable news roundup, and we are looking for reviews. So no matter where you are listening to this show, we would love it if you would take a second, drop us a review. If you have a minute, drop us an actual written review. It means the world. It helps people find the show and keeps Equity healthy. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye. Equity is hosted by myself, Alex Wilhelm, and TechCrunch senior reporter, Mary Ann Azevedo. We are produced by Teresa Loconsolo with editing by Kel. Bryce Durbin is our illustrator, and a big thank you to the audience development team and Henry Picavet, who manages TechCrunch audio products. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.